ESP32S3 RS485 CAN is an industrial module equipped with Wi-Fi, BT, thanks to ESP32S3, and isolated RS485 and CAN communications. It is designed for DIN rail mounting. It operates on voltages up to 36 volt DC. Also on board is a PCF85063 RTC to keep time, along with a connector for a battery, an antenna connector, and a 20-pin connector. You can buy this module for around £80. In the kit, we get cables with a connector compatible with the SH1.0 connector, on which 3.3 volts, ground, GPIO1, and GPIO2 from the ESP are output. In addition, we also get a small screwdriver. Photos from the inside. Scheme. Now we can move on to the actual part of the presentation, which is to show how a beginner can get started with this board in the free platform IO environment, visual code extension. Hello world, LED flashing. You need to start with the configuration for the platform IO. You can base it on the ESP32S3 DevKit C1 board, but you need to set a few things, including the flash size and framework. It is important to enable CDC mode in build flags. Otherwise, we will not get serial. The board shown does not have a USB to UART converter, but connects directly to USB. The ESP32S3 supports this in hardware. Now the actual code of the demo. The whole thing is very simple. It just manually switches the TXRX pins on and off from both buses. This gets the LEDs to blink. Start RS485 communication. Three pins are required, RX, TX, and enable. Their indexes are marked on the diagram. RS485 is the physical layer of the UART, so a hardware serial is sufficient on the ESP. Set the baud, parity bits, and pins. The above demo sends a sample write over RS485, and then sends over USB the data received there. In practical RS485 installations, be sure to have termination resistors, typically 120 ohms, at both ends of the bus. Without this, communication errors can occur. Starting CAN communication. You can use the TWAI library. Here there is no EN pin for CAN, so the matter is further simplified. The rest according to the CAN material. How to establish a CAN connection between two ESP32s using the LilyGo TCAN485 example. As with RS485, the CAN bus should be terminated with 120 ohms terminating resistors at both ends of the CAN-H-CAN-L line. RTC activation. The board uses a PCF85063AT real-time clock connected to pins IO38, SCL, IO39, SDA, IO40, INT. It is a simple RTC communicating over the I2C bus, so you only need the standard wire library to operate it. The package structure is simple enough that a separate library for PCF is not needed. Only auxiliary functions for the BCD encoding standard are needed. The current time is set once, and the RTC maintains it thanks to the battery, even when the main power supply is disconnected. Summary. This industrial module is not only distinguished by its combination of wireless, Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, and wired, RS485, CAN and UART communications, but also by its affordable housing. Many DIY designs suffer from a lack of good mounting options, and implementation is problematic. Here, this problem does not exist. We immediately get a compact, DIN rail mountable housing. An additional plus of this module is the RTC clock. This means that preloaded schedules and automations can work, even when Wi-Fi and Bluetooth fail, and there is no way to download time from the internet via NTP. This also makes it possible to use the module in places without a permanent internet connection, by programming the time once at installation, e.g., via Bluetooth, as afterwards the time will be kept by the RTC with the battery. On the other hand, I see one big disadvantage, however, from the mere addition of the housing, namely that the buttons are not extended outwards, and there is no way to simply reset the board once it is mounted on the DIN rail.